Some Massachusetts homeowners struggling under the weight of mortgage loans may get some financial relief in the foreclosure deal brokered by state attorneys general and the nation's five largest mortgage lenders. In the settlement, existing and former Massachusetts homeowners will split up to $318 million. But, as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, most won't get anything.
Let's be clear about one thing. This deal affects only those mortgages that are wholly owned by those five banks: Wells Fargo, JPMorgan Chase, Citi, GMAC, and Bank of America. It does not cover the ones that are backed by the quasi-government agencies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that's most mortgages.
Isn't it ironic that actually the lenders are doing much more than the government?
Bruce Marks runs NACA, a housing nonprofit based in Jamaica Plain. He had wanted the settlement to include all mortgages, but Attorney General Martha Coakley is calling this deal a good one.
Rather than wait for two more years, we wanted to get started on this, and we're hopeful that it will provide real relief.
So what is that real relief? Most of the money, about two-thirds, is meant for people who have those specific mortgages and are behind on their payments or are in foreclosure now. Their monthly bills would be modified, which Coakley says will keep many from going over the edge.
There's going to be foreclosure still. Don't make any mistake about that. What we're looking for is to avoid unnecessary foreclosures.
A smaller portion of the settlement is supposed to go to people who are making their payments but still owe more than their houses are worth. They would refinance at a lower value. The smallest share of the settlement goes to people who've already lost their homes because robo-signing or other improper paperwork may have been behind their foreclosures. Those folks will get somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000.
That's not a month's rent in this state right now.
John O'Brien is the Essex County Register of Deeds. He thinks banks are paying a very small price for the AG to drop her lawsuit against them.
We've kind of set a new price for forgeries and fabricating documents, $2,000.
But Martha Coakley disagrees. She says she still plans to go after a mortgage servicing agency used by those same banks, and she hopes this deal puts more pressure on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to modify their loans as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.